This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli army carried on its military operation into Gaza by land, air, and sea on Wednesday. Footage released by the army is said to show tanks and soldiers proceeding into neighborhoods in Gaza, as well as targets being hit by airstrikes and from Israeli Navy boats. Israel sent its forces into Hamas-controlled Gaza following weeks of air and artillery bombardments in retaliation for a deadly attack by the Islamist group on southern Israel on October 7th. Medical authorities in Hamas-run Gaza, which has a population of 2.3 million people, said over 8,000 people, including thousands of children, had been killed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Americans are among the hundreds of foreign nationals and seriously injured Palestinians allowed to leave Gaza for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The departures into Egypt followed the release of four hostages held by Hamas and the rescue of an Israeli soldier.
American citizens are able to exit today as part of the first group of probably over 1,000.
President Biden's hailing it as a win for diplomacy, and the State Department says more Americans will follow. Spokesman Matthew Miller says Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week as international criticism of Israel's war in Gaza ramps up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistani security forces have launched sweeps to arrest and deport Afghans who are in the country illegally, sending dozens back after a government-set deadline for them to leave expired. The crackdown on illegal migration is mostly affecting some 2 million Afghans living in Pakistan.